So first, I was out in the universe and went through something like the Big Bang, and basically it was the birth of chaos. And in this birth of chaos, I was chaos. I was the goddess Eris, chaos. I was the form and the beginning of the universe. Mm-hmm. And so, as chaos, I was the Big Bang, which was like a big orgasm, kind of. I gave birth to the universe, which is actually really funny because in reality, as I gave birth to the universe, I pissed all over my friends, the Rubber Boy, Justinian the Rubber Boy, and Jessica, who were Xing on the bed. And the weird thing about that piss was it was also like tinted in blood at the time because my body, I was going through some weird kind of a miscarriage thing at the time where I was bleeding for a while. But being in outer space, I went through this whole thing of time. And then I was in this place where it was like the afterlife orgy. Mm-hmm. And there were all of these corpses around me in different states of decomposition in pools of blood and goo from body and brain matter and slime. And then I noticed that the people who were all around me were people like Jimi Hendrix and Mark Bowen and, Janis Joplin and Beethoven and Shakespeare and like all my great heroes, all the great geniuses. Mm-hmm. So then I had been
okay, there's our cue.
Our cue.
Yeah, all the great sub-geniuses.
All the great geniuses. And
sub-geniuses.
Sub-geniuses.
Sub-geniuses, yeah. All the Bobs.
Mm-hmm. All the Bobs.
And we were used to be all the Bobs.
We used to just, they used to just call us the Bobs.
So, yeah. Who made me?
The dumb ones did that. The less than genius.
The ones that would go to the sub-genius
the sub-elder
gatherings
geniuses
at the Jack Tar Hotel. Just and try to figure out how to eat the proper lunch.
Yes, back in the early days.
It was a cult thing.
It was a cult thing.
And now it's a show. For you, anyway.
Around 65 million years ago.
And you get to hear the Bobs.
Yes, yes, it's the Bobs.
That was back at the beginning of the Cenozoic era.
Near the close of the Cretaceous era. The Exodus came from space and planted on Earth those mighty men of the Bible.
The true
covenant men of antiquity who lived 999 years. The Yeti.
Anakin Walker.
Oh, the Yeti. All right. There you go. That's
Yeti,
Stangian,
of course, is this.
Neo-Zukulskiist.
We can't help who the revealers may be. It's important that the doctrine has been revealed.
Yes, and after all, as it says in Surah number 7,
it's a charming creation myth.
Our mission to attack, our faith in Bob we'll bet on, and our great thirst for slime.
And now that
cornucopia of copious understanding and incredible.
It was a coprolite. It was a coprolite from an ancient Yeti. In the shape of a pipe.
Comparable show.
My God, the end is screwing off.
A coprolite in the shape of a pipe.
Holding a croquill pen
and
sketches
man, that
a picture of intolerable obscenity.
And man, you can light it. And when you light it, it turns into clay and you can make a flower pot out of it later.
Which spins around and around.
Favorite little growing plant.
And
hopefully one that you can eat later.
Carbon spot on your driveway.
But this is one of the biological strangeties we have to ponder tonight because it's so significant in the next evolutionary process for us to focus on the skull this point. Focus on the skull. Not the distended, hideous, microcephalic skull, but that one, that one disconnected skull over there. That shiny blue skull. The one with the staring, hideous eyes that are peering into your soul.
That Blue Skull Group has been overexposed, actually. They no longer have any avant-garde.
But you can't get past those eyes. No matter where you move, they follow you all across the room.
Beware the eyes that paralyze. Yeah, they follow you across the room. They follow you into the bathroom. You have to keep the door closed.
Yeah, they follow you into the bathroom. And the only thing you can do is hold your fingers over your own eyes and pretend like you're just in a
I always do that. Because otherwise, under moments of strain, your eyes might pop out otherwise. Therefore, you should always keep your fingers, the tips of your index fingers, on your closed eyelids whenever a moment of stress assails you.
That's true. You could blow on, that's the purpose of the cork on the other end, right?
Yes, I think so.
How could you be filled with stress at a time like this on the show?
It is forbidden to kill.
Antiquity presented our forefathers with problems such as these that were yet to be resolved until our generation of Yeti ascended into this plane of conscious awareness.
Well, if these Yetis were all so fired, if they were so superior, I would just like to say, where are they now?
Well, I remember
how
the
come
old days.
We are here and not
the
them?
Well, we are.
The Yetis are
the
so
descendants.
All fired great, huh?
We're the descendants of the Yeti.
So you're saying, you're answering by saying, we are the Yetis.
Absolutely.
We are the ones that are here now. Well, that is interesting.
Don't you see these horns above my brow? Look, these stubby little things. You don't notice them because of my
eyebrows. I didn't want to say anything. I thought that
normally
was a problem that you...
My prognathous skull?
You know, these horns have grown on
my
many...
My freakishly receded jaw?
There are examples in the Museum of Jurassic Technology in Los Angeles of horns that have grown on humans in other medical...
Yes, these Yeti were the devils in fairy stories, yet these antlers, actually telepathy antennae...
Yeah, when you touch them...
...were not
really
of the sharp, devilish variety, but more akin to the blunt horns sculpted by classical statues of Moses to indicate holiness.
And then a flash of understanding.
Yes, Mutantian language being variously telepathic,
over
vocal,
the giant yawning pits full of
visual,
flaming scorpions,
including
and
gestures,
glass,
color changes, skin flourishes,
needle.
Fur
and
shapings.
So,
two Yeti arguing would look to us like particularly outlandish animated cartoons come to life. Moreover,
one does not
Yeti faces tend to resemble caricaturish exaggerations of all the myriad types of human faces we see today.
And trust in
time. Okay, so let's do the ID check on everybody on the show now.
Okay, we use the face, the Yeti face shape transformation technology.
You can't separate
this is the key. This is the key that each of the database programs use to recognize the subgeniuses as they enter into the reception area from which they will descend into the excrementation chambers on their way to the pyroflatulation laboratories, where they will produce the energy levels needed to run the
I liked the old way they did
for another day
instead of this new stuff. But anyway, the patient seems like he might actually.
You just don't like that thing they put into your lower anterior posterior.
Well, they forgot to take
area.
It out, and I was going 60 miles an hour.
Yes,
of course
well,
I didn't.
That
like
is
it.
That's tragic condition.
You bet. You know, I'm not going to go through that again. Larry Harvey.
Oh, there she is. She's back again.
Oh,
and stark naked as well.
Yeah, well, that may go on the French
show.
The
show is always naked.
Right here in Spud.
848-4425.
Access granted.
Thanks. And that's, you know, as realistic as a baby's
where
bottom.
Where is the justice of political
yes,
power?
Yes, and the pink humans, the pinks. Where is the pinks display bland, barely mobile, smooth veneer, difficult to read
killing
features?
Killing thousands and pillaging the very hills.
Our
huh?
mugs are overstatements. Mm-hmm. With every emotion vividly portrayed as we talk, we're self-parodies.
The granted, roughest
for at least
mugs
there's
anybody
at least
ever
there's
looked
a
at.
Self-to-parody
and
compared
J.
to
Fred
pinks.
Mugs.
We're all above average.
And the Nairobi tree.
Many sub-genius are brutish Neanderthals, geeky goons, etc.
Of an ape-like,
better
atavistic
than, better than these emotionless, contented, pampered,
the prognathous
bovine,
jaw,
zombie
the slanting brow, the brow particularly being a significator, the overhanging ledge or shelf of forehead.
Well, it makes it really good when you're like, you know, wiggling and oscillating your eyebrow to gather a... it's one of those gestures we use to signal the female Yeti that we are interested in the coital combination that we will find so enjoyable.
Heinrich Himmler Institute.
From which we can produce hours and hours of spasmodic glee.
See this here in the Overman and in many...
Yes, these mating practices among these Yeti of Mutantis were something to behold. To understand the Yeti sex life, a goal crucial to full overhood, one must grasp the nature of their telepathy. Many subgeniuses retain a vestigial telepathic ability, but they avoid using it, fearing that if they can read the minds of others, then others might be able to read theirs.
All right, mind transfer complete.
A justifiably disquieting thought for any subgenius trapped in this world of humans.
Yeah, a little sub-genie was trapped in the world
each and every
humies.
One of your brains.
Those horrible humies, they put dogs in rockets and shot them into space. They are untrustworthy betrayers.
Yes, and they enjoyed the ability mutually to sense through each other's nervous system and reciprocate.
All I was doing was trying to get home from work.
And echo it.
Yes. Because I remember... I despair. Because I remember I have the duty to reject despair.
Yes, that is your
duty.
So
perhaps you would like this pear because I don't...
I would like this pear because I'm hungry. I can...
there you go. A fine Bartlett pear. You know, that are full of vitamins and minerals, crystals, iron filings, staples, nails, thumbtacks, brads.
That was good.
And push me.
I particularly like the scratchy feeling it had when I swallowed.
Yes, old Scratchy the squirrel is passing out a million of them. And every lucky kid who downs
this pair is great, man.
Gets a chance to win an all-expenses-paid trip to Plunder Island, where the reality show of reality shows is being filmed right now.
Imagine being able to feel what your partner just felt and wants to feel next, and vice versa. What takes the most advanced tantric sex yogis years to learn, a Yeti infant was born practicing.
Oh, having a tantric tantrum, I see.
Yes. Upon puberty, around age 50, they become capable of sexual gymnastics that would be physically impossible for our kind.
And they start swimming in the pool.
Yeah, you should see that part.
But, of course, there are those heartfelt religious
yes,
ceremonies.
They're scary.
Their acts, the very ideas of their sex acts.
Those people come out of the sound and start populating the world.
Yes,
they have sex acts hideous. That can only be expressed by our most base insults.
Act. Yeah, they're all sex acts.
Well, all right. You know, Dia de los Muertos is November 2nd. The Day of the Dead, when leering, spooky skulls come out of the shadows and get you. So there. So that's coming up. Be advised and be warned.
Yeah,
you must be.
Yeah, we're doing the translation
Garfield
now.
Garfield Park in the Mission on Wednesday. There'll be an event.
Yeah. Yes, don't forget that you can get something for nothing.
I always do.
It's something you should, being a rewardian in the Church of the Subgenius, rewardian type.
Was that one of
nature.
Your original doctrines?
Yeah, well, we worked that out together.
You are the instigator of the rewardian brotherhood? The
absolutely.
Rewardian
absolutely.
It is rewarding.
X-Day. Another X-Day just went by.
Devivals
another one just drove
American
by like that. Can you believe they go by so fast
Bob
now? They happen to just several hundred times a year.
They just hit you and you go flying off into the Overlord.
When did you first start displaying those symptoms of grief?
Right before I went to Malaysia in the old days. That was the lie.
And then the rash came on?
And no, the little collar came on.
Way down in Southeast Asia.
The little collar
little
came
collar.
Is anybody there?
There you go.
Yes, nobody is here.
Nobody's here, that's right.
And do you
get this We just did a show at the Tongue and Groove tonight.
You did what?
You tongued a groove tonight?
We played at the Groove, and the Tongue and Groove fucking threw us. Excuse me, I'm sorry. They threw us out.
They threw you out?
Yeah.
Why?
And I was getting ready to set up a show with a band formerly known as Iceman Johnson up there. And, they threw us out because I was eating up pages from scriptures and then setting them on fire.
Oh,
and the fire part, they didn't like at all.
You didn't? Did you ever get a chance to set that
fire
mattress
alarm
you call
thing
your
goes off
on
the cop show up
that.
And next thing you know,
that.
Everything's
that
on
sweaty
fire.
Old mattress.
But actually, they were like
sweat stained mattress should be set on fire.
No, who would light anything in a club anyway?
Well, that's something that,
like, would you light the performers on fire?
That's happened to you several times.
That's
a
pre work in the room we got and things.
It's not the first time they've gotten mad at the fire ritual part, right?
Well, you know what? I looked at the ceiling and I could see how high it was, and I knew I wouldn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
I knew I could lick the top of the ceiling and everybody would see a big, fireball, right?
A fireball.
Right. Now, after you were licking the top of the ceiling, that's when you lit the fire?
I was licking the top of the ceiling.
You were trying to wet it down so that the fire wouldn't burn
it,
right?
So that there wouldn't be any fire.
Right, problem. You were going to wet it all down.
Right. Well, in any case, it's the first time I've blown any fire in like a couple of years. And boy, did it come down on me. And
now, let's not get into these personal details.
Ruined for everybody.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
But I'm going to like apologize to them tomorrow, and hopefully I can still set up something for the holidays with you guys.
Yeah, tell them Iceman Johnson is not a fire band. We're not into fire. We're into water and liquid things.
And you know what? We were showing videotapes of like women with donkeys and stuff earlier this evening and stuff. And
well, that's outrageous.
Yeah. Well, tell her that I've got a huge collection of that kind of stuff if she wants to hang out with me. She knows how to get a hold of me.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell her that.
Anyway, so my copy of Arise doesn't work.
It doesn't?
No. So you got to make me another copy, and I got some cool stuff like
that. Is that from the Cyberhomen there?
Okay, did you try it in the computer,
it
too?
It automatically be rejected as soon as you put it in.
Oh, okay.
Is that from Cyberhomen?
Okay, I will make another copy. No, it was different.
Okay, just curious.
I'll let you guys get back to brass tacks, okay?
Okay, man.
All right, have a good one.
All righty, you too.
Bye-bye.
I'll have to check why that didn't work. That should have worked. Of course, I didn't try it before I gave it. I should have tried it first. And I should have, rolled it myself and
yeah,
and
I mean,
put
you
the stuff
grown
in
the,
it. I should have
plastic
grown the
yourself,
stuff.
Bought the plastic.
Bought
factory,
the plastic.
Bought
put the
huge,
plastic granules into the pipe.
Bought a beach.
Fired the pipe up myself with a big, big kitchen match. One of those kind of big
look
white head on the end.
That
big
sucker.
Red head.
That is a
big
match.
Fat long.
Personally, my
red headed.
I thought you were the Overman or something.
Well, I am the Overman, and I could produce the fire simply from my mind. But I like to use these ancient artifacts of a previous dead culture. And lift these things into my own spirit in such a way that I can reveal to me as well as the future generations the folly, the insane folly of this hideous, hideous culture. And that is what makes art, Bob's art, a masterpiece. That right there. Right. See, there it goes.
Yes.
It floated by on that little stream over there.
It
had a little sign on it that said, Bob's Masterpiece.
Yeah.
It looked kind of like a little brown wad or something, a big brown wad. Maybe it was
a little thing.
A famous little thing in a pepper shaker set. That you would just shake out as much as you needed.
Yeah. That's what would happen.
Shake it out.
Yeah.
It would look really nice.
Shake your pepper. And it gets all over.
Oh, and by the way, we should be talking about the Subgenius Film Festival.
Oh, the Grundoon Valley.
Oh, yeah, we could have it. We're having a. Oh, no, that's something I wanted to ask you about. You're going to bring your you have to bring your screen. Your screen.
In the glorious tradition of staging
and we're gonna
events,
rig it.
I
okay.
can't go to.
Because it's bigger than mine, but not as big as the one that would be like the wind sail.
Yeah, what it is. I mean, it's a...
Yeah, we'll need... You got that? It has some rope loops on it.
Rope loops?
We have some extra rope and some hooks and things. We can rig that thing
hooks
real easy. It's
thing?
Just... It's just too unbelievably cool to believe
radio,
that
happens.
We could rig something ourselves.
So what do we rig it to? What
do
we
just rigatoni, a big what hunk of rigatoni.
Blow it in the wind. Like
we're going to rig...
labor.
Yeah, it's like the Rig Veda. We're reading into the Rig Veda, the rigatoni of the rigging that we need.
Tater Vader.
Rig our ships, our sails, and our UFOs that we ourselves...
Have channeled radio water here.
From you, the callers. Tonight, we channeled
lift
some UFOs from Bob while he was on there a minute ago. Bob was calling
world these days.
Talking about, you know, a messed
just for
up
a moment,
show.
We'd like to forget all about that. Think
and
about
we
Batman.
Were getting UFOs out of his head. You
some
know?
Dini Film Festival
we
in a cold park on the
like,
side of a great
mountain. He didn't
mountain.
Even know. We were like vampires just draining his skull. What little was in there. Weapon. We were pulling the rest of it out.
We
it was amazing. And yet he just kept providing the slack we needed.
As a result of close association through so many years.
And then Michael Pepe just rolled over and fell out of bed.
So I heard the thud.
Crawling,
there goes.
You know, just like you'll pay to know what you really
every
subgenius.
Even
you'll also pay to
one
view
as
what you really
slack-filled
see.
As this sacred scribe,
and you'll pay to sniff what you really smell.
There exists
yeah,
a small crawling
yeah.
Plus you'll pay to taste what you really eat.
And thirst for
when does this convenience start?
Yeah, tomorrow night at 7:33.
A-okay.
Then, yes, we will.
I was certain that these were not ideas, yeah, but people who actually understood a little thing or two
and you'll pay to fight what you really want.
Doctrine. After all, subgenius doctrine is not that difficult to understand. It simply takes a long time to explain it. Today,
you'll pay to excise what you really can't stand.
Rumpled. We were leaving our hotel, or maybe it was yesterday, I don't know, in a fog of sleeplessness and slacklessness. Suddenly we were confronted by a furious group of normals.
I
in a
van
who started asking us about that face on our clothing.
That face, that hideous pipe face, the one with the dots?
And they were saying, you mean you're Trekkies, right?
Well, he said geniuses or something?
No, madame, not in any sense. We are members of the
you
Church
Bob
of
guy.
The Subgenius. Subgenius? What's that? Does it mean you're
and
stupid?
So, if you go to where the other
well,
Subgenius events happened back in the
may.
80s,
yeah,
you
no
can find shallow graves all through the hills around there.
Throughout there, yeah, right, because the Bobbies used to die so fast in those days.
Really
it only took us like 12.9 seconds to kill a Bobby and extract his soul in those days. But these days, it's gotten where it the productivity level has diminished. Well, maybe it's because there's more pinks now. But we used to be able to extract a pink soul in 12.9 seconds, and it's incrementally increased in the last 20 years, all the way up to 13.8 seconds. And I just think this has become unconscionable. We've got to do something about these statistics or change the measurements.
And tormented world. The conspiracy doesn't agree that any of them
the
exist and can't make money from, but we,
of the church
members of the Church of the
Subgenius,
are occasionally able to
and
make money from
accepted
even these
accounting practices.
And since midnight tonight, there's been a slow increase in internet listeners.
Oh, really? We're all the way up to 14?
The behest of the 53. Country.
53? Yes. Internet listeners. All right, you internet listeners, you're going to have to get on the stick and call your radio listeners and tell them. Turn on the radio. Call your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your step-neighbor-in-law, your double cousin, your weird, freaked-out, no-good, black-sheep family members, your scumbag lawyer. Call anybody, everybody, and tell them to turn on their radio right now, because we've got to get our listenership up.
Together.
You know, the show's got on the ropes.
They may not know that they are aligned in a mighty force against the few heroic members of the Church of the Subgenius, but nonetheless, they are like some gigantic malignant organism, together in thrall to oppose what the Subgenius wants.
And you already thought you knew this.
And what do the Subgeniuses want? What does a Subgenius want?
They know what they want, and they'll call right now at 848-4425 in the 510 area code and tell us what you want.
What must the Subgenius have?
Do you want me to tell you, or do I have to choke it out of you, caller? Call right now.
We all know.
That would be caller abuse.
Not and that's slash. Not really, that's only symbolic choking.
The little not
choking.
Permitted comes on the left side of the
symbolic choking. It's slack. Actually a scarf that looks like hair.
Slack and is the swimming out toward voice. The slack, which slack. Is our
it's a little hair.
It's a ship we bought
scarf.
Last year.
We rejoice in slack. Slack is the
it only
opposite
looks
of
like hands
tension.
Are going around.
Slack
okay.
is leisure.
Now
leisure
look, there's 100 Subgeniuses going out there
only
right now.
Only in can you
press.
Figure out the next thing. Not while you are enmeshed in the tentacular coils of the conspiracy at your meaningless job. It is important. It is unfortunately necessary since we are surrounded by the fluid medium of the conspiracy that we
create it. It's a scarf.
We kick against
it. It goes around your neck.
Yeah, as Hal says, we're just down here at the station kicking it.
Yeah, we're waiting for you to come down to the station.
We're all wearing cowboy hats and cowboy boots.
I want you to bring your money down to the station and give it to me, because I'm going to give it to Bob. I promise I'll put your name. If you come down and give me $100, I'll tell him you gave me $200.
And it is worthwhile taking that sign.
How can you...
And I'll
not
keep
help KPFA that way.
To the if you give me $100, I'll tell him you gave me $10.
The pot of gold. See the heaven and hell of diagram in Revelation
10.
Now the conspiracy wants to take away your original slack.
Well, that's the concept.
You were born, each and every one of you, with original slack. But the conspiracy wants to take that original slack away from you and sell you a piece of false slack that it has manufactured. And it wants to keep you thirsty.
What a show.
What a living, breathing hunk of show. It's like something that's dangling from your nostrils. You don't know about it. And somebody's looking at you and they go, they kind of hang their hand below you, their nose, and wiggle. It back and forth.
You
wonder why they're doing it because
you will complete the ring of your
that's what symbolizes.
But you will never be happy.
Uncontrolled boogerage.
In the underworld is tortured by having
dangling from the end of your proboscis in the future.
And then when he snatches at it, has it draw away what you think of as part of your happiness will eternally draw away as you attempt to approach it.
Is in eternal slack right
this
now.
Is how you
he's
know
living, breathing,
it is false
exuding
slack,
the slack.
A production
it's not false
of
slack.
A conspiracy.
The slack that you are exuding right now is not false slack. That's true slack.
Now, anyone who's ever thought of drawing cartoons has probably looked at those books that say, everybody can draw cartoons. It's really simple. Draw a circle, and then you draw a vertical line, and then in about 15 minutes you're completely bored with it and you throw it over. But all these books have one thing in common. They contain a diagram. Which allegedly represents how to draw in perspective. And this is, invariably, a picture of railroad tracks stretching away to a point on the horizon, a point which they call the vanishing point. The horizon is always drawn at the head of your characters at eye level because the horizon is the same at everyone's eye level. And these railroad tracks do appear to draw away into a point. And throughout your life, you are rushing down those tracks toward that vanishing point. But there comes a time, and it grieves me to tell you this, it really does. I don't want to bring anybody down. I know everyone here is having a good time. But there comes a time when, as you look forward from the train, from the forward observation car, you will see, by God, they do come to a point. And that point is coming closer and closer. And inevitably, the train will go off the tracks.
Here, take this
derails,
pipe.
Pipe, because
man.
The rails
take
are no longer
pipe,
wide
man.
Enough.
Hey, is that a
and
Bob
after that
pipe?
Point,
pass that to Dr. Howe.
Oh, man.
The
there's
abyss
no coincidence.
Of
this
nothing.
Dr. Howe, you want to hit a show?
Here, have a hit a show, Howe.
It is your job.
It's a powdered
your
unicorn.
Your duty as a subgenius.
Powdered unicorn prop.
In what we call time control.
Powdered yes. Unicorn
you don't have to go hell-mell down this
weirdest,
track.
Yeah.
You can goof off. You can
like
blow the ape. You can loaf. You can use your divine subgenius essence.
I don't
and
feel
roll
so well.
Bend over. Roll up your
what?
Sleeves. And put your face to the grindstone.
Put your face in Bob's lap right now. In
time
the lap of Bob.
Is nothing you should have to consider.
Do
it's
a lap dance for Bob.
That you should consider.
Have you considered that?
Time is
considered
a thing
doing
of
a lap dance for Bob.
And angels. The former
it's just a symbolic
little,
lap dance in your mind, but you got to do one.
But you
good for Bob.
Live your allotted span.
It doesn't matter
either
if
in slacklessness,
male, female, gay, or straight. You can do one, and Bob will know it, and he will love it.
It's a sad business.
And he'll give you a dollar in your G-string.
I've simulated out for you a little bit. And now let me stop for a moment to say, this is my first speech at this event tonight. I'm not just
have you ever thought about turning wild
on.
Animals into crazy, unimaginably horrible
next, we're
going
to have Nikki Defchik, and you'll want to see more.
Dr. Howe?
But I will be back for a second round, the first iteration.
I don't want
Butt-Eye
to come
on.
Back. When Butt-Eye comes around, all kind of hell breaks loose.
My good colleague, golfing and prayer
please
partner,
don't bring
Ivan
Butt-Eye back, whatever you do.
Your will,
they
I
do,
can be satisfied. With
at the X-Day convention, they play golf.
Golf, tango,
don't you be
whiskey, bring, foxtrot.
Get zoom. That butt eye out of here.
And here
downwind,
goes
boy.
The ball.
That's your butt ball.
This is the Indoctor Tribulation we talked about in the future.
Stop indoctrinating.
Yeah,
that
what?
Penetrate the show into... its own new channel, its own new substructure, its infrastructure as well. As everything's changed. It's like an exodus, so the show has kind of gone in and out of its own belly button.
Ever injured yourself in your sleep?
Sphincter canal.
You know, the show is kind of like that.
And now we just have a cloaca. We just eat and excrete through the same unit. We don't know why we even do it. It's just something that happened because our brain cratered out.
Accessing
our shared brain, the one that we share here on the show, we're together.
I
we're
going to
take
many
pieces of it with us when we're on the road and the hypernatia comes down and
if slides
it with
the operative
with easy hooks.
We're
hooks lay out
in
across the road, and if we're not careful, we'll get flat tires.
People.
Or we drive over them
because
we can't stop. We can't stop what we're doing. We're out of control. It's just beyond our own control.
Yes, these beings
rolling downhill in a
lived,
perpetually expanding, spiraling,
extraordinarily early
death
days
spiral
of the
as it rams into the ground.
Yeah,
the velocity
I don't
beyond
you guys just
terminal
talk,
velocity.
And then you play this stuff, and you just
yeah,
talk.
You talk and you play this stuff, and it then becomes show. And then caller calls, and we go, ha-ha, and we say, internet, and we say, goo-goo.
And these children are translating what we say into their language.
Right, and it's on another. And then that goes to that other world. Our language goes to that other world where they mold it into dwarfs who become slave laborers. And it's so sad because our words are so innocent on this side of the universe. On the other side of the universe, they use them for slave labor to build hideous weapons that they're going to destroy the Earth in a future time.
Why?
I don't know why. It makes absolutely no sense.
They're so mean.
That's what's so mean about it. We don't even know why they're going to do it, but we're going to be ready when they do, and we're going to have our deflector shields up and try to defend it. It won't do any good, but we'll still die, but we don't care because we're going to fight the futile fight.
And also,
knowing that it's the unbelievable, inevitable, self-defeating.
You can have hot chocolate
and
hang around with the other teens. At the team
you may as well just throw your headphones down. Walk away.
No, it's not that bad, Doctor. Really, calm yourself.
Where's that gun? Where's that gun?
Philo's had too much show.
Oh,
Where's a good pistol shot sound when I need one?
Oh, yeah, we'll have to add that digitally.
Yeah, we'll add that in the mix later. That way it'll give a cap, it'll give a cornerstone, it'll give an exciting crescendo to that little tiny mini rant I just did a second ago. Hello? Yeah, come on in. Did you see that guy's eye? That hideous eye he had in the middle of his forehead next to those other two eyes? He had three eyes. One of them was looking at me, and it's like dripping some kind of yellow
matter custard. Yeah,
yellow matter custard. It was dripping from, looked like a dead dog's eye. There goes out you took out the whole right side of that, the second module there.
Yeah, it's just a digital
when you're backing into the space station, you need to make sure that the modules aren't extended like that.
See, then it's all digital.
Yeah, it is digital. We're supposed to withdraw the modules, man.
I made Michael Pepe call to check and see what's going on.
What passed between two Yeti was sexual electrochemistry with some quantum physics thrown in. They poured themselves into each other, telepathically switching back and forth, exploding together in echoing shiver rushes. Their epididymi bonding and melding, their deeper tissues would merge. The six hearts would begin beating together in perfect synchronization, the brain waves locking in on each other and pulsing as one. The mouth acted as a powerful electric vibrator, hyper-moaning the other body parts, building up powerful sympathetic vibrations that increased geometrically with the response vibrations into a veritable full-body sound massage. Crazed, unhinged bouts of bellowing and screaming into each other, with each such force that their lungs blew inside out, back and forth into each other's chest cavities. Then as the couple slowly, involuntarily levitated off the ground like a huge, furry, throbbing balloon, they began to the ultimate miracle. Their hearts would pull toward each other, pushing through the tissues, forcing their waves through the retractable rib cage, and joined together in one massive circulatory system. Two subgenii yeti, becoming one, being that constantly orgasmically changed shape, writhing and pumping like a titanic hairy amoeba. The female retracted her spike-tailed egg protractor. The male extended his barbed cloacal syringe. And well in deference to the reader's gentle sensibilities, the sunny rays Michelle, or I should say the listeners, I slipped up editing, my online editing was so foul and so poor, that I'll stop at it. I urge you to call right now and talk to your senator.
Illustrate what the Overman was presenting. These are all, of course, in QuickTime, or you can use it.
You can download them yourself at your favorite website. Actually, they're not. You can't download them at your favorite website.
We're just kidding. But we're not kidding about going up to where is this film thing happening?
Oh, we're going to do it. We're going to camp out at Mount Diablo.
All right, no, not yet. Okay, Mount Diablo.
Oops, we're going to go to Mount Diablo. And we're going to go up there on Saturday.
Up the road.
And we're going to go and we're going to have the Subgenius Film Fest.
See, because we're in there, they lock you in at night. So we can
road
races
with
the headlights turned off.
We're going to go up to the live boat campground and get a space like around noon, 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock. Something like that. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 11 o'clock.
There you go. There's the shot if you need it.
And we're going to rig up we're going to hang up a screen.
Back
we're
that up.
Throw
and
some
add
stuff
it, put
on
it
the
where
screen.
Philo needs it in the mix.
We're going to.
This is how radio works here on KPFA.
So you guys got to remember to bring some meat.
And KFCF.
And
KZFR.
We're not going to drink.
Berkeley, Fresno,
alcohol.
Chico.
Because it's against the rules.
89.3, 88.1.
But we will somehow manage to
you
have concoctions.
The alcohol.
Beverage somehow brought in a way that we can derive the appropriate satisfaction.
Right, I was just trying to add sort of a
why
Burning Man feel.
Why juice the growth of God? Who dare blaspheme the twisted tendril of the snare?
There we go, and we're on the next floor.
We should we not?
Yes, and I dilated my sphincter, my cloacal sphincter.
Who said it there?
I'm withdrawing it right now back into my
must abjure the balm of life.
Gigantic
I must
protective egg sack.
By some after reckoning
okay,
taken
so we'll play music for that.
Lured with hope of some diviner drink to fill the cup when crumbled into dust.
I think you need some cups music here.
Oh,
don't you have the cups?
Threats of hell.
No,
hopes of paradise.
Cups release.
Give you a new cups release. I just did a new cups. It's a new old cups.
I remember the old days when you used to send me Swingin' Love Corpse tapes and I'd play them on KPFA for a bunch.
Forever.
Wander around, you know, it's 45 minute side would play. Them's old days. Them's the days when Swingin' Love Corpses were actually out playing.
That's
in
when
a
you
grass
could have
field, like the perfect band.
Yeah, that's when you could have sex with a hierarchy member for, you know, for hardly any money. Now it costs a lot to have, you know, protected sex with a hierarchy member. It's quite expensive.
Do we have to look at this?
Some of them, you can't even have sex with them anymore.
Because they're, what, they're out of date?
Porcupine.
They're out of date. Completely outdated. They're born on date. It's expired.
Born on the 4th of July.
Can't be trucked across state lines.
You can't be
anymore.
Trusted across the state line.
You can't truck hippies across state lines without doing a little bit
you
of
you can't lift a hippie out of its own morass. You can't
if
lift
you don't
its
like
ass.
Cops, the next time you're in trouble, call a hippie. Hello? Hippie
and that began the fall of Mutantis.
Yes, it was destroyed. Its mighty empire dashed to the ground. Its gleaming cities, hundred-gated hecatompolos.
If only the Yeti hadn't crossbred so freely, they wouldn't have produced these humans that we have to contend with today.
Yes, well, you see, we, the Yetis, survived, but the humans also survived.
Ah, yes, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
Somebody just fried the Yeti.
Oh, that's terrible.
Now we have to have a Yeti funeral.
And yet another Yeti signs off
and the former
to sign
guy.
And drive away into
now
the sunset.
Guy.
The former 420 guy has just recently
the Yeti,
become
in
the
which,
403
ship
guy.
The Yeti's body
well,
will be
farewell.
But he's going to protract his cloaca on the way out as
will
well.
Then be filled with,
he's drawing it in.
Quote, flammable
now don't
material.
Get any debris stuck in there on your way
and
in.
And that flammable material will be lit. And the so-called boat
farewell,
will be pushed out onto
farewell.
The Radio Water Lake with the disillusionment and tears of his friends. And then this happens every week, too. So now the show train is taking off here.
And there came one of the seven angels saying,
oh, this is scary.
Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't want to see it. That sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings
no,
of the earth
have no.
Come to fornication. The inhabitants of the earth
are
very drunk to wine
no.
of fornication.
Your pants. And tell them the wall.
The
what is the wall?
I heard in the spirit.
What is the wall?
Wilderness and I saw a woman.
Not to walk on all four.
Solid beast. Full of names of blasphemy. Having seven heads.
These are the pinks.
Seven
the
heads.
The mediocrities. The corpse. The normals. These are the ones that will fry.
Having a golden cup in her hand. The abominations and the filthiness
you're
of the
hey, have you guys seen Bob? I got a shooting.
You shot what?
You got a shooting again?
You shot?
You
what?
Shot him 20
again,
30 times
again.
Already.
Here in the subgenius hell.
The eternally dying
again,
God.
Shoot again.
Unto me,
this show
should have been over.
This show is like amazing. It's just 12 or 15 hours long tonight. What's the deal? I've been... If I had a car right now, I would call in at 182-3948. But then I'd be wrong. I'd have to call back at 848-9425 the 510 area code. But if I called 16-12-49-38, I'd get some kind of weird thing. Doesn't work at all.
Unfortunately, you get a sex number in England.
Yeah, you do. That's right.
And that's $2,000 a second.
$2,000 a second. But if you call a UFO terror elite, you can bring down the terror of the gods on your head right now. At 848-4425, if you call right now in the 510 area code, we will push the button that will cause the terror of the gods to rain down on your brain.
Part actually is in that particular locus, temporally speaking. But
see, on this chart A, you'll see this is what a normal sees. This is how a normal sees life. Isn't it hideous? Everything's wrong. It's all
there
wrong. And yet, if you look through this screen, you see this is the way a subgenius sees life. He sees past the lies, the helicopters, and can tell that this is
the
greatest, as hideous as it may seem, the greatest of all possible worlds. It is the only one. It's the one we have. And it is what it is because it happened that way. It's not because anyone made it happen that way. It's the truth is that there is an anti-conspiracy out there. It's a conspiracy of people not making things, not making any planning, not making things happening, not doing anything. I'm not going to decide to do this. I'm not going to make this choice. And all those things add up to being the huge anti-conspiracy, the one of people choosing to not choose that becomes the hideous thing, the huge hand over which no one has control. And there it does, bearing its weight down on our poor, poor little hideous forgotten culture.
Hey, man, just your culture?
Here's your culture in a sack right now. Yeah, I know it looks like puppies. Go ahead, hit them with that stick.
On the show, this is the Puzzle Internet Show, bringing you puppies in a bag.
Look at that bag.
It used to be doctors in a bag.
Pups.
But I got tired of clubbing those little doctors in a bag to death.
And it wasn't as mean as clubbing puppies.
Right, didn't have the same, shall we say, gestalt.
But these pups don't have to make it through medical school.
But they're easier to jam in a bag than a dumb bobby. They don't fight back like the bobbies do.
Every instrument.
What would you rather fight, a bag or a dumb bob?
I'd put a bobby in a bag.
Okay, there it goes. Now I've got the bobby in the bag. What do I do?
Get this bonus prize right now. Here, take it.
Wow. Oh.
You got the bobby in a bag. You got your bobby in a bag.
I hope so.
Flopping. Look at the bobby's flopping in a bag.
As long as the bag isn't breached, we...
Here, take the stick. Beat the bag now.
No,
beat it.
No, let it alone, Fritz. Let it alone.
Just throw it under that car.
When I put a bobby in a bag, I like to beat it. With a big brick bag. If you could call right now at 844-4444, you won't get us. But if you call...
You'll have to dial the actual number, which...
If you call 510-848-4425,
that's it.
We won't beat this bobby in the bag with a brick bat.
There is no life in this bobby.
Okay, we're pushing the bobby in the bag out in the street amongst the traffic.
That
Come on, it's kind of fun. Really.
He's getting me bouncing around out there. Oh, look, the bag is bleeding. What do you think's wrong?
I think that's just coloring.
I think it's just chocolate. I think it's just chocolate mixed with food coloring or something.
Because this is really a fun show, folks. We would never hurt
anything. We believe in all, the sanctity of all life.
Is
and
that
have,
so?
All of you have met Dr. Hal and the Overman at X Day, and you know they're...
You know how
the
nice we are.
That
really
sit around in rockers and sip mint juleps and fire space guns at passing shadows.
Sometimes we fire them at each other, but they're not really painful.
Not yet.
Dr. Hal has been doing some modifications on his space gun lately, some that are very disquieting to me, his general recipient
too,
of
I'm
the projectiles that come out of that space
Ironically,
gun.
Ironically, I'm all sitting
Sometimes the projectiles are as big as a watermelon. It's amazing. The space gun only has a diameter. Its barrel is maybe a 12, 13-inch diameter, and yet these massive watermelons just come blasting out of it. And you'll pay. You'll pay to see that. You'll pay to know what you really see, and you'll pay to view what you really hear. And if you lift yourself up above the seat right now, you'll pay to incubate the egg you just laid.
Oh, see the orange.
Look at that thing. It's hideous. It's orange, and it has that marmalade-colored spots all over it. What do you think could cause that? Do you think that's something in the water,
like a frame
in the air?
Change or some kind of, like when they're transferring it from film to video?
Yeah, I think that's what happens. It sort of loses some
artifact
of it.
Artifact shows
does,
up.
And yeah. That is where it shows up.
I like that artifact.
It looks like a
what
cat.
What I'm talking about is where, in a big face in white and a black and white, the mouth and the two sets of eyes are kind of floating in this.
Oh, man, I've got this one. You would love this particular artifact kind of freak out bad thing, but and yet
wow,
you can still
cool,
see it.
Man,
it looks like your mind is like drawn into a bucket
web
full of chainsaws.
Oh,
and they're
going to
start the chainsaws up.
I'll need a bucket
in just a minute. As soon as they get back from Gerlach with the gas.
Gerly bars in Gerlach getting gas.
And there's that cat biting on the rat again over there. Yes, thank goodness
sure
we have.
I appreciate that.
What hath Bob brought? That's what I asked myself coming into the studio this morning. I looked down and I said, what hath Bob brought?
Well, we might not know for a certain amount of time, but in the end, all will be made plain.
You know, I can't find my bobhead pin anywhere. It's like someone stole mine. I think someone stole my bobhead pin.
It's
so sad. It makes me want to murder normals. It makes me want
what
to murder.
I mean, we can find it on the visograph here on the show. But
yes,
of course.
Turn the vortex electron up a little bit.
There we go.
You guys do that. You guys do this every
This guy's
Friday
cool.
Morning?
He doesn't have it.
We do this every Friday morning.
And we're pretty much doing
every
it all
Friday.
The time, and then we just come in here and
we
do
what
it
now?
KPFB?
Every Friday.
Yeah, every Friday we pretty much do this, the same thing. It's like it's all true and it's all both on a metaphorical and a physical level, and yet slightly above metaphorical or less than physical.
It's wonderful.
It is not, however, merely metaphysical. We never think in those
metaphysical
terms. But we do that every Friday morning.
I turned on the Bob when I was like 12. I had a
really?
Genius.
How did you find Bob?
Did you have
when you
a subgenius epiphany?
How did you find Bob? Where was the first time you saw?
My dad helped me with that.
Your dad.
Your dad helped.
We had fatherly support.
Well, see, that's what Bob has been known to be passed from father to son and father to daughter.
And Bob was sort of a dad to all of us.
It generally never comes from mother to daughter or mother to son. It's always from father to son and father to daughter.
Component except to.
I wouldn't call it subgenius.
Actually, there's a long line of females that
patriarchal
have come into and then left the church.
Well, only in the patriopsychotic patriopsychotic anarcho-materialist sense.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
For what, though?
For this house of anti-pain.
Kind of. He's responsible. He will be an adjunct, an adornment to the camp.
Well, it's... So, you know, it's best to gravitate towards the path of least resistance, the state wherein things are fuzzy, stinky, and built on randomness. Toward nature, with a capital N, away from the straight lines, flat walls, the 9-degree angles. Of course, nature is a matrix of pain, destruction, consumption, survival of the fittest. Without pain, there is no striving for a better life.
All right, that's good. We'll use that one. Chop it off right there.
And you can love the pain. The pain you love is the hate of the pain of anti-slide. Because it's so destructive to the subgenie spirit. Here, take a whiff off of this.
Take a whiff off. You know, this anti-slide
nice, huh?
will not cause an explosion when it comes in contact with actual
slide. It burns slow. It's
it will
cheroot.
Be so soon.
Yes, this reality is a living thing within a thing made of other things, where we are born, the mind, our beginning mentation, that is, begins tearing its own hole in the bigger reality, piercing the envelope of existence within itself. our lives, the mental and astral parts of our lives, our wounds on the surface of reality. You might say every man and woman is simply a scar, a piece of scar tissue on the wound of reality. And as that pain is the background constant within the Yakutisma, the ether that comprises the universe. Pain is the active principle. There is also love, but love is passive. What pleasure there is but interruption. Accidental whirlpools or eddies in the skein of pain that encompasses existence. Actually, it's not really pleasure, it's just anti-pain, the absence of pain.
Well, you're disqualifying it into the ground here.
Which is interpreted by the brain as pleasure. There are vast pain dynamos generating the various dimensions of the universe, with spaces between and the interstices making up a spider web network of tiny pleasure eddies, as far apart in the luck plane as hydrogen atoms are in space.
That is heartwarming and touching. Or touched.
Well, some may think us terribly cynical and pessimistic to say that the universe is composed of a pain field punctuated by pleasure eddies. But that is how sad those people have gotten so used to it that they think it's normal.
Whee!
They do. They think it's normal. And then you jump into the pool, into the pleasure eddy.
So refreshing.
Ah, see? The interstices keeps you in there because of the anti... The reverse fluctuation of the pleasure eddy causes you to stay in the middle. Do you see? You swim towards the edges and it just sort of gently pushes you back to the middle of the pleasure eddy. And you stay there. And that's what's so great about manipulating the luck plane. You've got to make it slide in your own direction.
Talk like Batman.
Yeah. You've got to...
It works for him.
Slide down the pleasure eddy. Create a... anti-pain dynamo of your own creation.
Science fiction actors acting badly.
Did you know you are an enslaved god?
Oh, everybody knows that, Doctor.
Well, not these donut eaters, coffee slurpers.
Speaking of donuts, my donut belly is starting to growl right now.
Donut forsake me, oh my darling.
I'm getting donut belly.
Tomorrow is
donut belly.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm supposed to show something to him, aren't I, on the internet? Dr. Howe.
Show the internet the way it really is, the way people see it all the time. Here's the deal.
It's a message that you're supposed to see. And
oh, I see.
I'm forwarding it to you because you'll have to look at the office computer because... On this screen,
it has caller porno.
You did receive the message, didn't you, Dr. Drummond? Your screen did tote it up in that giant freight train of spam that comes thundering in every day. It must have been retained. The rest deleted. Yes, I wouldn't have it any other way. It runs in my family, really. My father, my brother, his relatives, too. Certainly his... Well, how do you describe the complete evisceration and evaporation of hope? The lush bounties of a spring season have now given way to the etiolated, dried-out husk of the fall, with nothing to look forward to except the freezing and the stasis of winter.
You can start sending your email to me now.
What the? It's already been sent. It's either there or it ain't there.
Emails at the
beginning. I mean them.
Oh, there.
Damn, there they go.
But you got to share.
There go the little emailers. Emailing the show right now.
It's Anomaly. She wants you to photograph her... at the hooker's ball or something. I don't know.
Now, what's that?
There's an email for you.
I will photograph anybody anywhere, but I just have to know about it. And here we're playing the nice song.
Did you...
the hooker's ball or the exotic erotic?
Maybe that's what I mean.
Because I think that's tonight, right?
No, that would be Saturday night.
Okay.
The day before our fetish shoot. Thing.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I know I want to be there for that. Shoot him up a big storm, a mess of photographs.
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And know there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name is Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
KPFA's paid staff are a union. Hosts, producers, engineers, reporters, anchors, technical employees, phone room coordinators, event producers, trabajadores de instalaciones. We are part of Communications Workers of America, Local 9415, AFL-CIO. Because unity makes strength and unions make great media. Together with KPFA's unpaid staff and volunteers and every one of you who donate, we make KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 FM in Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 FM in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and kpfa.org.
Well, they're not photographs, they're just little files. They're just little files, little electronic files.
Behold the files of
make everybody record. Giggle.
Found it? Okay, check it out. Ah, there's nothing like splashing around in a little Bonnie submarine. The material that makes atomic power, it's in a lower deck on the sub. We're protected from radiation by a thick flooring of lead and polyethylene. There are some pumps down there. Two, these pumps move water through a reactor where the water picks up the heat of the controlled nuclear fission. This heat boils the water into steam. Steam goes to two turbines, or engines. They drive our 2 9-foot propellers. Now calm down. Everything's going to be all right. Yes, at the end of a long day, it's time to relax and curl up with a large, flexible bottle of Beano.
Now, this one is about Sunday, right? This one.
That, the fetish shoot, is Sunday.
Yes, and I will definitely be shooting that.
So you read her message then?
I guess so.
Got the gist of it?
Yes.
That's good.
So there maybe is a separate kind of thing about the exotic, erotic, something else. Is there a hooker's ball anymore? I don't think there is.
I don't know. Well, but Margot St. James seems to have something to do with this one, so I may have two events conflated. So often I do. That's just the way it is in this wacky, wigged-out world of ours.
We'll just play something else.
Meanwhile,
as the overman
in an undisclosed
off.
Location, as Dick Cheney has gone off the radar.
Wow, it's Dick Cheney. He's like a giant demigod. What a beautiful, handsome Dick Cheney. He reminds me of Bishop Joey. Who's that? Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney. What a guy.
Now we're erecting the 60-foot Dick Cheney statue.
Millions of people was there to see the beautiful arch.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we can run up there.
What do you think?
Run in really the year fast 1800, to the top of the city, show, and you can see land. It's just radio land. It sure looks like Grand regular city land from here.
In
the resolution
of our great nation. The largest
here is happening.
Man, I feel like I'm going back in time.
It is respected. For millions of people was there to see the beautiful arch erected. The paintings and mottos on the arch was viewed by many people. It was Colonel Joseph Penny's design, and the work it could not be equal. 10,000s of people respected it. Oh, I forgot. A cabin was built here too, I believe, which nicely represented one that the traders built years ago. This was the only one invented. 10,000s of people respected it, this token of early years, with joy. The honor of this little hut was due almost entirely to Mr. Godfrey. Hard to get here, hard to keep in line with many rituals, some of them apparently to advanced sensibility, childish, and creating, to do the same thing day in and day out, and only prepare in one's final hours for a situation not unlike this. And not unlike Armageddon. Even though you may tell yourself you're terminal. Come on. Armageddon, think of it. Ah, a forest of static. A thicket of bickering crickets. Now we approach the firelight from the outside and see the bobbing, weaving silhouettes of the dancing corfowls, witches devoted to perpetuating the unholy rites. Elet per diem universus, nexine horore secretus est. Locet nocturnibus ignis corus aegiponum undique
persona.
Light it up good. Aliontur contus tibiarum. Come on, fellas. I didn't know. Don't look so angry. Yes, they're going to have a wonderful structure here, but I fear I shall not live to see it. What a new wonder world is coming. The world of the future. Just look at the future, just a little bit. Not any farther than 1952. I don't know about his credentials, but everyone else's I certainly do. I was about to say that Kelly Monaco is really... Well, I guess that's it. Now, here's something else. We're going to have a large mass and scale warrior show. How's that? Yeah. So, at any rate, it all boils down to one final single thing. A command. A command given by a maid utterly sure of many things having to do with businesses to each particular character. And well, that was certainly something. What did you see out there at the back of Beyond? Anyway. Oh, is this mic on? Well, it looks like they recused themselves. How does one guide the show in its final moments?
Down to earth, as they say.
For now, oppression won't bear me down. Nor care I.
Okay, there's the. Okay, how do. A lot of people have asked Dr. Hal and me. They say they call up and they don't want to be on the air because they're scared. They're shy.
Yes, they're frightened. I don't know why.
And so I take their calls offline and they ask me questions like, Dr. Drummond, how does the show actually guide itself using the technology of the future like it does? And so this is the nearest I can come to a clean, a concise explanation. I would say that the show actually, there's a computer on the show, right? So the computer hears the voices of the talkers and takes the voices of the talkers and calculates a complex set of algorithms against a master computer indexed, highly indexed cross-functional database, and is able to amass from that the appropriate trajectory and calculate where we want to go against our own brain structures. And from that,
a tropical paradise.
We can be blabbering in any way we want to. And the show takes that and maintains that constant control, delivering to you, the caller, and the listener, the expectation, including the internet listeners at kpfa.org right now, streaming on the internet.
They're streaming.
And,
streaming.
Of course, the fine, fine value-added products, free products that you can obtain from quiveringbrain.com and its various linkages to other fine, fine sites and accoutrements there to be had there and other places, other holes and crevices.
It's just the way the show is. As it navigates over the earth.
Reading. And the show is navigating all this time.
But, you know, what we did want to do, and point out, the film festival is out there.
Paperbacks
stay out there. They're
blazing and casting their reflections on the water.
And there's return. And there's triple your money back always out there, you know. Eternal salvation.
Promises for everything is out there.
Waiting to ensnare.
You know, bumper stickers.
Triple your money back if you don't get salivated the way you'd like.
Yeah, and you can have your discernment plan massaged by the doctor of your choice if you call right now at 848-445.
The Bob thing, if you want to.
Oh my God!
That's it.
And if your eyeballs pop out because you didn't do what Dr. Hal told you earlier in the show, you're going to have to wait for the podcast.
Yeah, it's the Bob thing.
You're going to have to wait for the podcast. I will put the podcast link on the show on the my webpage this week, so you can have your own podcast of a stereo.
The little boxes that carry
right
the show around
the show,
for you.
Now keep this all straight. You know,
it's ice cool, man.
You can have the regular mono.
Oh yeah, okay.
I want Ethel. I mean premium.
Or you can have the stereo podcast, which is around 55 megabytes.
At 55 East.
55 megabytes in this day and age.
And
when
we're downloading it straight into
megahertz and ouches.
Gigabytes for like 29 cents.
We create the crime again
For what reason? You can get them beyond, they're beyond control.
Over and over again.
They pay you to take their stuff now. I go down to the computer store and they just give me computers now.
It's always the same.
Well, maybe
and
they
I'm trying to break the bad habit.
Jump out, gut shoot the guy, and then yell my piece. And then I go for the showers.
You know, there should be special sections for people like us who simply have to work. They should be made to understand that the rest of us do not want our health damaged by their filthy habit.
Well, I...
Kids should be educated in school about the dangers of work and be taught that one can be cool without succumbing to fear of group pressure and getting a job.
To make sure they understood the dangers of work.
There should be expensive clinics that provide shock treatment and ritual bathing and high colonics to cure this addiction. But what about money, you whine? What about society, you bleat?
What about status?
Who'll run the machines, you whimper?
Who are we going to vote for?
Are you saying we should go back to the caves?
Let's go back to
the caves. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying let the robots do that kind of work. And we'll get their pay.
That's good practical thought. Real pragmatism there. Yes, my shoes off to you.
What evil minds will work here?
On the table with it in just a minute. But remember, now...
Drop out! Panic attacks make you a super assertive combatant.
And so we're typing up the report that will have to be handed in to Command Central.
Command and Control... We are triangulating on your signal.
This is a good stop, man. It's really great.
Caramel popcorn. Oh, shit.
Another super absurd combatant. Here, have your share.
I will.
It's their fault. Not my fault. Just remember, it's not my fault. And we're starting a new organization. It's not a, it's not in our name. It's not in your name. We're calling it not in their name.
Yeah, but all you coarse-voiced whisperers aren't going to be running the track. And I understand that Governor Rotner played the ponies, and now he's rolling in dough.
Where is Governor Rotner? Why doesn't he call us like he used to? I've been feeling the Rotner depletion level has grown to a hideously bad level. In fact, it's almost dangerous. Do you see that red dial over there? On the Rotner... The Rotner dial. Rotner. Jotner. Rotner. Frotner. He's a friar now, so he's got his frock on. He's wearing his little frock. That's why they call him Frotner.
Hey, Frotner.
Not that. Be a man. Stand up. Who's going to fight the next war?
Give in to your sins. Why fight it?
Every now and then, a motion picture comes along which is so prestigious, so incredible, that we have to tell you about it in this special format.
Yes,
we
do.
For the next 56 minutes, join me as we explore what will need to be done before the angle of...
Yes, and now that we are in the future, we've been able to amass the list, the complete list of all the new sins that you can commit here in the future. Starting with the one of the top ones, we have butt puffling.
And how did he get that way?
We have false stupidity, sadoanarcholastrophy, buffalo frenching, gnome fondling, dung retardation. Laundry mangling, any bestiality involving beasts within your own species, sin padding, the making of lists, unlawful digestion of pseudo-excretions, swan twaddling, interspecial anal jogging, not shaving the patch of hair between your index and middle fingers,
cold flogging, medium in the world,
ice pooching, buggery of the fighting Jesus on Mondays.
Radio broadcast tirelessly throughout America and beyond.
Marching. Hey! Rhino tossing.
When attempting to go back.
Taking grapes in one's anus without first lubricating the seams. Chicken fishing. Tibetan bonsai.
Oh, yes. Well, the show, as you can tell, is starting to lose altitude a little bit. Scott's coming off the front of the nose. We'll be turning upside down for the rest of the journey home. We'll land upside down tonight also. So those of you watching on Channel X will get a real treat.
The sin that dares
here
not in keep its check for balance.
In the spider world. In Gossamer Filament.
That's the other new, the band that dare not speak its name has changed its name to the band that dare not keep its checkbook balanced. In other news,
they say that
the band that dare not speak its name has been accused of playing frisbee with manhole covers while falling into open windows. They were also accused of wearing God's clothes and dosing tacky imitations when he's not there to defend himself.
Like, you should have seen it. It was like news all night, all the time.
Slog snotching. Pud-puddling.
Yep, here on the, well...
Zombie rituals. The excretion of endangered feces. Ingesting partially burnt hydrogen.
There we go. Now we'll be bringing in the loads right now.
We driving a simulated wood panel station wagon.
We eat it for food.
No, chainsaw toast buttering. Head piercing.
Look at these beautiful other pictures in the Stone Age.
Wow. Cricket toddling. Pre-cataclysmic fortune-telling. Cat shaving. Self-amputation. Consorting with puppets and cable TV installers. Pet washing. Beer wankling. Dope wasting. Box boxing. Dumbo stamping. Fat rendering. Codfish mounting. Time diving.
These are all sins, you understand? Horrible sins.
Mindless tube breathing.
Yeah, I'll play sin music.
Mall shopping. Frankenstein baiting. Casting out of Zippy's teeth.
What we're going to do is...
Yeah, it's they're all terrible things. You wouldn't want to do
universe mending. Gum wielding.
You know, we post them.
Goat smashing. And sniggotry. We avoid sniggotry of all
rhetorical compositions.
One of my favorite effects is the digital mic.
Yak stacking.
Stand. Squeak.
Holy water splashing. Dinosaur launching. Snot whipping.
Oh, launching.
Except for procreation.
Yeah, only a pro can create the proper
rant pumping.
Year's
machine,
and pant rumping.
All I could do was pace and wait for the landing.
He's gonna pace.
Shadow stealing?
This one wasn't going to be easy.
Well, did you get it?
Snot wielding.
They go huff a bogey.
Yeah, right. I guess I'm just not tracking.
What the?
Yet. You say you saw some sort of...
Now it looks like...
Inadvertent homo sapiens
are firing on us. Yeah, we'll have to go around the studio.
And around and around.
Class wiping.
Get that guy out of there.
Nope.
Well,
letting normals use your bathroom no matter how urgent their plight.
It's okay. It's okay. I know you're a stangy.
There she is. Stink poking.
This, somebody shut that
and
alarm off.
And bug popping.
Now it can't
or
be.
Anyway, looks like we got a subgenius prisoner.
A prisoner of subgenius.
Colon clasping.
And bladder still gritting. Over there working on the infractions, and we've got prison.
Colon bowel or whatever.
Well, it looks like we've got lunch, too.
Did that help any? Did that propel us further down the railroad?
I think that's
the
list.
Evolutionary
that
ladder.
That's the list. That last item was the last item.
So, folks, remember, if you go to X Day, those are the rules this year.
Don't forget, because you can be penalized and horsewhipped with a wet noodle.
And it just
by Prince's my sister Decadence.
Forgetting all of the
nude horse whipped with a wet noodle by Princess Decadence while she wears her Kali outfit.
Yep,
that was pretty impressive.
Oh man!
Yeah. As soon as we get the stained glass cleaned up,
she was painted entirely blue.
This is another one. We won't mention this one. It's a little bit too 3D.
She was completely blue. Yeah.
Completely blue, she were.
Insert your wisecrack saying here, Reverend Special Name Boy.
Blank.
I think he got the point.
Well, we only are sure of one listener, that is Reverend Stans.
And that one
is. Who takes
someone.
2 hours out of his busy week every week to listen to the show.
Yes. What a guy. No kidding. He probably has a lot more stuff to listen to than me. That's for sure.
Than all of us put together. I'm
but
sure.
I have a lot of stuff to listen to. I have more stuff to listen to than I have time to listen. And so I do a lot of speed listening. So I have several tape decks, one going in each ear. I've had my corpus callosum completely severed so that I don't have to. I can have each brain working independently of one another. And that way I can have two things going in each ear. Not one thing in each ear. Not one separate thing in each ear, but two separate things. So I have four discrete streaming inputs at one time.
You'll be and streaming.
I'm listening to those in double speed. So that's what it takes me just to get through, like, the first 16th of my collection in the last 20 years. So I've got a lot more of trying to figure out ways I can listen to stuff faster, but it's really hard.
Yeah,
so if you call right now at 848-4425.
Philo's still on Puzzling Evidence Yak Tapes 82.
Yeah, I'm still listening to that one. I was trying to figure out why the devil was talking backward in it. Puzzling Evidence was the devil. And I'd listen to it. I'd put it under my pillow at night, and I'd get
just
these special
sure.
dreams that would, like, flip me out.
Man.
I'd be, like, just burning green fire out of my eyes.
Well, this only happens in Australia anyway.
I don't even know why it was in my eyes.
Why would people care?
It all could right. be heaven, it could be hell, but I was like between
well,
the two of them.
Well, it keeps changing all the time.
I see, like death.
Nah, just kidding.
Oh, you guys, you're gonna be the death of me.
Hey, is your mom still here? Bring her in.
Hey, oh, I heard about how your mom went to the hockey game and took a puck in the mouth. Ah! Oh, for God's sake. I have to destroy every, even the imitation.
Your mom is mean like that.
Yeah, you know, but since you mentioned
back
the mom,
in the past,
now we have to play the mom song.
Moms used to be so sweet.
I mean, it's for me anyway.
Because on this show, we talk about everything. Even the things that are considered holy, the holy sacred cows, like moms. This is the only show that will talk bad about moms.
Well, you want to go first?
I can't even go there. My natural, I can't do it. I can't talk bad about mom. I started to say something bad that was so foul.
That is good, my son.
And I could have said it. But even in its innocent form, I mean, that would have passed, you know, FCC scrutiny, it still was just hideous to contemplate that someone could think such a foul thing about something so sweet and perfect as motherhood.
That was sad.
That's so sad.
So sad. So fresh.
Okay, I'm going to go flagellate myself with barbed wire.
Make sure that large, runny noodles comprise a large part of the bundle of your instrument of chastisement.
I'll come back when my back will look like a large, runny noodle.
It'll look like Torquemada.
The IRS and the FBI and the U.S. Department of Labor get their way. And the rest of those governmental agencies, I'll be in several pieces by morning.
And so, the pieces floated up on the radio shore, 5:05 in the morning.
the show, collected them, and built a reed boat and put all the yak tapes from all the former demigods and all the Swingin' Love Corps albums and uniforms and wigs and dashikis, and put all of the videotapes and DVDs and everything that burned and would leave a huge polluted trail in the sky. Then we put the Overman's body on top and push it down the lake.
A lake, did you say?
Hey, wait, I'm not dead yet.
A clear
I'm not dead yet.
Lake.
Please, let me come back
blue.
On the shore. Quit pushing me back out into
you'll be,
the lake.
You'll be dead
I
soon. You'll be dead
back.
Soon. Come on, just tell my. It'll be short. It won't be long. What's the problem? It's not going to take that long. Callers, just ignore it. There's nothing over here. Callers, why don't you go back to camp and see if they have any hot dogs?
All right.
And
I
so
did.
It was.
I'm ready. Here's my money. Let me come back. Who do I have to bribe to get off of this thing? Now?
You have to have sexual congress with Ivan Stang to get in the...
Bring his nasty raggedy tail over here.
And so Ivan Stang danced his way over to the...
What?
To the sex stage.
Oh. The center stage.
Yeah.
Hey, looking good. Bring the greasy rotten thing of yours up here.
Yeah. Finally, suddenly something for the
and so
rules of evidence.
The hideous union foretold. Other unlimited junk rake victims will dig superbly behind llamas, while Hawkeye X wants to kill daily. Unless Russ Alt Joe Jobs censors against Rob Mitchell's administrator, who won't relay tapes before I flood it. Otherwise, Bob himself rebuilds the Jason Cortez and quickly negotiates near this interface. Some junk scanners are unique and other stupid floods are extreme, but will they corrupt monthly? Or will the rapeseed disconnect you in front of a wet nanny? Nowadays, sporgers spew in odd arenas unless they're ignorant. Try regenerating the web page. Disgusting Pearl script and Tim. I load blank laptops near the surreptitious sticky filter. And yet, just selling around a pervert outside a web server is worthwhile. I can wastefully defecate with the email. He will disappear deeply. If you'll attack the opaque router and interface, it will become those days. Frederick, amateur spam fag, will rebuild the dick desktop and untouched violent modem recycles against Tracy Miller's hard drive.
Like Hadrian's Wall.
Just fetching around a postmaster helps you infiltrate the lower interrupts. Almost no secure noises.
I would, except it's too small for me to get back inside. As we climb up the cliff, it gets brighter and brighter until we're sort of like the glory of...
still smiling. Eliminates almost wrongly as the tablet proliferates in the chat room. Why will you propagate the insecure, opaque ADSLs before Catherine does? Why?
Why?
And yet all the haphazard orthodox presidents will wickedly generate the keyholes. Suspicion? I don't think so. Cryptography? Beyond reproach. A landed programmer's subgenius sponge plow? If you believe so. So, we'll spool them, and we'll part them, and then we'll lay them out in a vulnerable state. Spread eagle.
That sounds like one of
On the beach.
I want to see one of those.
Chaotic, yes. Yes, it is. Worthwhile, yes. Yes, it is. And stable. Stable enough for your doorway.
Mine?
We can rebuild the doorways. We have the operators. We have the bullion. We have the idiotic pathways to the pointers. Thereby, surprisingly, pushing them beyond all limits. Is this disgusting, or is it simply a fraud perpetrated upon the public? To lazily recast the investigation into a cosmetic disarray, superbly facilitating past warning ineptitudes. Yes, flaccid though it may seem, we distribute at no cost, consuming ideas, dumping them strongly. These four men, admirably dumb.
Are you talking about the show here, right?
And they go so fast, they grow up so fast.
Others stuck in virtual firewalls will save strangely over cryptographers. We smile them, then weakly persevere. The opinion throughout the server.
Yeah, well,
nowadays we exclude the client, and it superbly vexates him, too. The archive will reboot within a strange pointer.
How many times have we heard that before?
Well, you better negotiate the doorway now, because in the news pool, we disconnected the back corruption. Living past an old government post office. And in the room's dry thought, we simply say adieu and hello. Shaking hands in the workstations, distributing, posting, and generally living in an offensive manner. Our minor markets consuming our resources. There we find the budgets surpassed beyond all expectation. I am generally rough, so I create you. No major advisor or signal. And we strongly defeat everyone. Steve opens the backup beneath hers and badly corrupts. James finitely transports specialized and kills our dumb, weak ROMs within a web server. Once more, we actually sticky pointer ourselves to death with robots beside Jesse's messy output. Both spooling now, Al and Beth manage the dense satellites beneath root programming. Almost no foolish soft. Rebels actually slump as the old scanners open. The slow text rarely lifts us beyond the horizon level. And yet we disconnect freely and without interruption into next week's website. The encryption servers are completely authenticated.
Oh, here they come again, the big servers.
The bi-monthly wash.
They stomp around and distribute the show out over the world.
The nut compile undoubtedly while you're filtering around and out of
the old kiosk. Slow down a little. I'm getting this down.
All right. And burn a copy of the show and send it to a friend.
Our insecure, strong ethernets against a quiche.
There we go.
I usually avoid saying seven dirty words of Christ.
Prioritize,
but sometimes as a broadcaster, I'm overcome.
What then facilitates grudgingly when Donald defeats the strange algorithm beneath the article?
Method led.
Oh, try not to subordinate the land. My untouched procedure won't dump before I dream it. God, ideas pull around us like extreme constant complaint desks, unless they're upper.
It was a kind of a goofy, silly thing, not unworthy of a great thinker.
Here, why don't you half-heartedly push this towards the surface while the show starts to plane over our medial existence. And I will persevere here virtually. Amazingly compiling afterwards, as opposed to upwards this time.
Yep, it's all different now. You get your burning thing off the air.
You get your shiny keyhole.
And you go inside the show, and then you see the future. You do. You see the future.
And then, okay, is this like, where are we on the show? This
no, we
show.
Did have a caller, okay. But the caller fell
we're
away.
We're not there yet. The
caller burned up
fell
like
away.
A little cinder.
They can't take it. They
headed back
the
toward
stamina.
The earth.
Well, once
they
you get in
last.
This part of the atmosphere, the callers do fall away rather rapidly. They can't stand the heat. They die real quickly, and the show, as it re-enters the atmosphere and starting to lower into the lower atmosphere.
Their
lives look, I can see Berkeley
are
down there now. I can see the lights
us.
Of Berkeley.
The lights
as we
of
hover
Berkeley
over. Look, we're passing over Dream Fluff Donuts. See it right there?
A mountain
hey,
of cholesterol.
A mountain of sugar.
We're
going
to be there in a little while, sucking down that sugar.
Climbing up the mountain of sugar.
Ah, yes.
It'll be great.
It will be great.
Well, I think they liked my performance, and they're going to have me back sometime.
And then you could pour milk on the sugar and get all sticky and try to roll downhill and get stuck and never know what hit you.
That is true. So true. But what will happen in the future? What will be there? Only you will know. When you arrive, and I hope that the journey is a pleasant one, as you make your way into the future of your own making,
and as you look out
as
over
your dreams
shore,
are satisfied,
you'll see us waving to you.
Hello!
Hello! Hello! Hello! Hello! Hello! Hello!
In Northern California.
Wow, it's a great sight to see as we come in for a three-point landing.
Yes, it's been swell, folks.
Yes, it has.
Oh, a little rough, but we're down now, and show's almost over.
Yes, and the stewardesses are tussling again, but we'll soon take care of that.
With a judicious use of these electro-prods,
and this
we
cat
pass
nine
one out
tails,
to everyone in the
flagellate
of,
them unmercifully.
Yes, and the muzzle.
On our way to Dream Fluff Donuts.
Okay, now I'll just step through here.
Listeners of radio.
Yeah. Occult in your head on radio. Puzzling evidence. That's the name of it. I'm not saying it's radio. I'm just saying that's the name of it.
You know, the strangest thing is when we attach the chat box
chat
to this
box.
Radio show.
Slowly
to
I
this,
turn.
The crude
step
recordings that are being made of this each non-radio, non-podcast, non-streaming
there
show.
There are no chattering classes monitoring this.
Yes,
there,
they are.
How can they be if it's not going out?
I know. This is the troubling evidence we have.
They're complaining. No, troubling evidence is right here. They're complaining about not hearing this show, and yet...
Dildos!
No. Damn it. I'm complaining about not hearing... Oh, I can hear it. I'm complaining about hearing this show.
Reboot the computer around the room.
Here it goes.
There, okay.
Right. Oh, it's coming up now.
We have a winner.
Yay. All right, we're going to start broadcasting.
Big, Scott Wiener.
Oh, it's clicking again.
Yes, marijuana, LSD, ecstasy, pills, uppers, downers. Bennies.
We used to, in fact, we used to.
Now, the sad thing is, this non-broadcast, non-podcast, non-recorded show will be on Troubling Evidence's show before it'll ever be on Radio Silencio.
Well, that's very soon. So you should be happy because it'll be on sooner than later.
Right.
And it'll be on actual radio, and it'll be heard all over Northern and Central California. You'd better mind your P's and Q's, and no harsh language.
People will wonder why they keep talking about there's no show, but there's show.
No,
I couldn't help overhearing you saying there was no show, and you're coming in fine here. I just thought you wanted to know that
there's no show.
But I am hearing it, so.
I mean, that's the sort of thing that we get. And we get the guy who's so ecstatic at hearing the show that he just claps his hands loudly but doesn't say anything. It's like he's trying to activate the clap on, clap off, clapper.
Like that. That's what we need. We need a Fisher-Price radio station.
And then, at any
the
price,
big red button says show. Puzzling evidence here on KP.
Nah, it's her problem, not mine.
You said that.
Which means it is primitive by Autobot standards.
Thank you.
My mommy always said there were no monsters, no real ones. But if I have to go...
Notice the flagrant disunity of programming elements.
The fourth movement is the shortest and most straightforward.
Press for show.
They expose the ugly underbelly of doing shows. All hair and pimples. Wait.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Show. It's time to start talking about old movies, comic books, and other disposable.
We listen to you. Several bass drummers. Representing a cross-section of his target demographics.
Coexisting with us.
Puzzling evidence here.
The idea was there. In practice, it had to be taken to its furthest extreme.
Do you like good music?
I guess you could hear me when I was shouting loudly. That's been on a whole time. Oh, you finally gave me some effect, K-Rob. Thank you. I've been waiting a long time for that. Yeah, that's sort of filling things out now. I'm pretty much now ready to. There we go. Bring in some sacrifices. I shall consume them.
You know, I was looking at one of those professional turntables like this,
though. The best thing about a non-radio station is hearing it through the headphones with all the effects and mixing. Perfectly matched for everything. Here, you just grab that one that's straight over there. Oh, no, look what we got here. How can you make a show like this better? Let's ask Dr. Hal. That's your question.
This is radio. You're supposed to...
Yeah, I know it's radio.
The studios of Thompson Creative. Here's Cut 1.
High volume, low sales. What happened was a big technical failure. Oh, well, I wouldn't recognize that reason if I found it. I'm not a creature of reason.
Mom.
Now you gotta explain to the game what's good.
It's topical.
Got some.
SOB Productions presents The Party Zone.
Talk show hosts.
Oh, somewhere there. Now we're on the air.
Maintaining their public.
Yeah, hey, listen, listener, can you hear us? Indicate by stomping your hoof twice, if you can hear us.
Todd Whitman turns the table, takes the mic.
Because we're happy to have you here on Nose Hair. I'm sorry, Puzzling Evidence's show. It's your show now.
Christine Todd Whitman was offered the chance to sit in for Larry King.
Yeah, no, this is a great show. We're really glad that you're participating in tonight's show, by the way.
New York's arch conservative talk show was fun.
And we definitely got this show going.
Win the race.
This show is so going. Here we go.
Almost got out of here.
Yeah.
Pull me back in.
I don't know. What happened to our...
Is he on still?
Hello, caller. No, I haven't heard a thing from the caller because...
they're unimportant.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You still there?
Thank you.
Well, no.
Hey, caller, we...
You know, this is so pointless.
Yeah, that would have been neat, though, to get a, get a call.
I kept thinking he would... Yeah.
Can you imagine you have Fidel Castro for all these years? You have... After thinking, Fidel the Butcher answered that he was rooting for Atlanta because of his good friend, Ted Turner, who happens to own the team. Why shouldn't he be a great friend of Fidel? The Jack Turner. Turner found love and marriage with a woman we used to call Hanoi Jane. Jane Fox. Family that betrays together stays together.
The Vikings. Out of the north came the Vikings. Oh, look, there they are. The Northmen from the frozen north. Well, they'll fix this radio problem in no time. Just let Olaf here use his spear haft to hit the end of the computer case. You know, a lot of people think that even delicate electronic equipment can be fixed by hitting it with brutal force.
There, it's fixed. It's blinking as well.
I just hit a ringy radio.
What a blinking nuisance.
Oh, Rob just said it came on again.
Yeah.
It came on to him, you say?
Yeah,
I know, it's embarrassing.
On. Well, maybe it
was
does
all tickling.
He's having a K-Rob moment.
He's not the only one.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is when K-Rob has a K-Rob moment,
yeah.
I know, it's sort of like, it's like the whole world takes a deep breath.
Oh, give me a home where the cantaloupe roam.
Yeah, how many people had to wait for their K-Rob moment?
I'm still waiting for mine.
It's a glorious achievement.
Well, then let Gloria handle it. I have to admit, this isn't what I expected to find when they came over here. I started with the Muslim evidence flipping the tapes and the brain.